Yeah, so Jesus is basically on his way to the cross from here on.
Yeah,
to die in Jerusalem for the sins of the world.
Yeah, we see
that this is on the mind of Jesus.
Yeah,
because he just said, the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men.
Yeah,
he started to communicate these things to the disciples.
Now,
let's look what is on the mind of the disciples.
Read
the next verse. Verse 46. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. So, what's on the minds of the disciples? They're thinking about who is the greatest. Who is the best Christian? Yeah. Who got the most people saved? Who can quote the most scriptures? Who's the best one? Who is the first place? But it's not a question. They're arguing about this. Go to Mark 9. Mark 9, where we have Jesus describing what they're doing.
Yeah?
And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that you disputed among yourselves, by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest.
33 and 34. اما ایشان خاموش ماندند از آنجا که در راه با یکدیگر گفتگو می‌کردند در اینکه بزرگتر کیست.
Yeah, they are disputing. They are arguing.
دعوا می‌کردند.
Up and down, going against each other. Who is better?
Now,
go to 1 Corinthians
11:16. Yeah?
But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Yeah, there are to be no contentions between Christians in the church. Have no such custom. Yeah, having arguments between people all the time should not be a common thing. And we can look at the disciples and say, oh, that is childish. Asking, who is the greatest? Well, that's childish. But as you see, Paul had to address this in the church. He had to write to the church in Corinthians. Yeah, that, hey, there's a problem. There's contentions, there's arguments. In your midst. And guess what? This church is no different.
Yeah?
There can be arguing about who's better, who's more important, who has a certain position, who gets to do what. I'm better. I'm more important.
Yeah?
We do the same things. But what is the core issue with this? The core issue is pride. Yeah? Our human nature, yeah, wants to promote self. Yeah? And that is pride. And the Bible talks a lot about pride. That we have to have this under control. That we don't become prideful. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2 verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians 2 verse 3. Philippians 2 verse 3.
از راه جاه طلبی و غرور مکنید، بلکه با فروتنی دیگران را از خود بهتر بدانید.
Esteem others at better than yourself.
با فروتنی بهتر از خود.
That's the exact opposite of being prideful.
ضد غروره، ضد مغرور بودنه.
It's being humble.
فروتن بودنه.
Go to Proverbs 27 verse 2. Proverbs 27 verse 2.
آیه 2.
Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. Proverbs 27:2.
27 بود. دست. بگذار دیگری تو را بستاید. نه دهان خودت. غریبه ای نه زبان خودت.
Yeah. Don't go around praising yourself. It is prideful. Yeah, let another person praise you. Yeah. Proverbs 13:10. Only by pride comes contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Proverbs 13:10. It is pride that is at the heart of contention. Yeah. When there is contention, you know there is an issue of pride. Either one side or both sides. Yeah, most times it's both sides. Because they go together. Arguing, disputing.
با هم دیگه ست جنگ
کردن. It shouldn't have a place among Christians.
نباید بین مسیحی‌ها جای داشته باشه.
If you're arguing with your spouse,
اگر با زنت بحث می‌کنی,
it means that is an issue of pride.
یعنی مغرور وجود داره بین خودت.
If you're arguing with your children,
اگر با
بچه‌هات
جنگ می‌کنی, با
your peers,
پدر و مادرت جنگ می‌کنی,
your coworkers,
با همکارت جنگ می‌کنی,
pride is present in those conversations.
غرور وجود داره توی مکانی که داری جنگ و جدال می‌کنی.
Only by pride comes contention.
چون فقط با غروره که این جنگ و جدال و بحث.
And guess what?
مطمئن شین که چی؟
If you are the common denominator in those situations,
اگر تو همه این جنگ و جدالات و حضور داری,
you are the problem.
مشکل توی.
Because you are the one that has the pride issue.
چون تو هستی که غرور رو داری که جنگ و جدال.
It's in our human nature.
تو طبیعت انسانی
to promote self.
که خودمون رو بالا ببریم.
And disciples here showing they have a pride issue.
نشون میدن که مشکل غرور دارن.
Yeah, they are contending, they're arguing about who is the greatest.
کی بزرگتره کی از این تره.
Now Jesus is going to tell them a lesson.
عیسی مسیح درس بزرگی بهشون
میده. Read verses 47 and 48. And Jesus, perceiving the thoughts of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great.
عیسی اندیشه دل ایشان را فهمیده کودکی گرفت و او را نزد خود برپا داشت و به ایشان گفت هر که این طفل را به نام من قبول کند مرا قبول کرده باشد و هر که مرا پذیرد فرستنده مرا پذیرفته باشد زیرا هر که از همه شما کوچکتر باشد همان بزرگ خواهد بود.
Yeah, so Jesus now brings a child as an example. Now, why would he take a child? Now, there's something that is true about little children that is often not true for adults. And that is that little children are humble. I don't say well-behaved always. You need to correct them if they're not. But they're humble. Yeah, and he says, for he that is least among all among you all, the same shall be great. Yeah, this child is used as an example of somebody who is least, somebody who is humble. And this is how you should be like. Now, go to Matthew 18 in the parallel passage. And let's read it there as well. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:4.
پس هر که مثل این بچه کوچک خود را فروتن سازد همان در ملکوت آسمان بزرگتر است.
Yeah, the same passage and the concept of humbleness bring up in combination with a child. Yeah, whoever shall therefore humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
بزرگتر از این تر خواهد بود.
Yeah, it's a little child, yeah? Talking about toddler kind of age.
که در حقیقت یه نوجوان داره صحبت می‌کنه.
Now, why isn't child humble?
چرا یه بچه فروتنه؟
Because they have no problem acknowledging that they need help.
یک بچه را
they can't do things themselves.
براش فروتنی نیست که بگه نمیتونم.
They don't have problem asking for help.
وقتی بچه نمیتونه بکنه مشکلی نداره بگه کمک.
Sometimes even demanding for it.
نه تنها خجالت نمیکشه بگه کمک بلکه مجبورت میکنه کمک کنی.
A small child has no problem acknowledging that they doesn't know certain things.
یه سری چیزا رو نمیدونه.
They cannot do certain things.
این کارو بلد نیستم بکنم.
They're humble in that
فروتنیه در این راه.
But that attitude tends to change on a later age. Yeah, where we end up with disciples like arguing about who's the greatest. And even if we don't do it in our conversation, this is still what can go in our hearts, thinking, I'm a better person than he or she. I'm greater because I can do these things, I have these things, I have this privilege, this position. Yeah, that's pride. We should not put ourselves on top, but we should put ourselves on the bottom. We should put ourselves not first, but last. Yeah, we should not be the source of contention. We should esteem others as better than ourselves. Yeah, your relationships, no matter which one, yeah, it will improve if you are humble, if you put others before you, if you esteem others better than you. It's pride that causes contention.
Yeah?
Your marriage will improve if you in love put the other first. If you want to be the one losing in a situation so the other can win. So you have the disciples that are disputing for who is the greatest. And they're getting it wrong. And Jesus gives them basically the true key of greatness. The secret to actually being the greatest. Read verse 48 again. And said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. So he takes a little child as an example, as for humbleness, as being the least among you all, and says the same shall be great. But then he gives two statements in between. Whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receive me. Whosoever shall receive me, receive him that sent me. Now, how is this the secret to greatness? Yeah, the disciples that are arguing who is the greatest, they're focusing on making themselves great. Yeah, instead of being humble as a child. Yet the key is to be mindful how they treat this child. The key is how you receive this child. Because how you receive the least among you,
Jesus says,
reflects back on me. Reflects back on God. Yeah, go to Matthew
25,
where the same principle is taught, and that will help you see it. Matthew 25, and read verse 34 till 36. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me.
از پدر من و ملکوتی را که از ابتدای عالم برای شما آماده شده است به میراث دهید. زیرا چون گرسنه بودم مرا طعام دادید، تشنه بودم سیرابم نمودید، غریب بودم مرا جا دادید، عریان بودم مرا پوشانیدید، مریض بودم ملاقاتم کردید، در زندان بودم به نزد من آمدید.
Yeah, so who is the king?
پادشاه.
Yeah, of course this is Jesus. And Jesus says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Yeah, I needed clothes, you gave them to me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came into me. Now here's the answer of the righteous. 37 and 39. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee unhungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?
آنگاه عادلان به پاسخ گویند ای خداوند کی گرسنه دیدیم تا طعامت دهیم یا تشنه یافتیم تا سیرابت نماییم یا کی تو را قریب یافتیم تا تو را جا دهیم یا عریان تا بپوشانیم و کی تو را مریض یا در زندان یافتیم و به دیدارت آمدیم
Lord, when did we do these things for you? When did we see you hungry or thirsty? When do we see you in need or sick or in prison? When did we do these things? Now listen to the answer in verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
هر آینه به شما میگویم آنچه به یکی از این برادران کوچکترین من کردید به من کرده اید.
Yeah, it says as much as you have done it to one of the least.
هر آینه که بر اون کوچکترین کردی.
Yeah, you have done it for
برای
me.
برای من کردی.
The secret in greatness to greatness is how you treat others.
راز بزرگی این است.
It is how you minister to others.
بر اینه که با دیگران
how you make them feel. Greatness is found in how we treat others.
Why?
How we treat others is a reflection
نشون میده رفتاری که ما دیگران داریم
on Jesus
تصویر who takes it personally.
Whosoever shall receive this child in my name
receive
me. And whosoever shall receive it, me receive it, him that sent me. Yeah, when you're kind to others, when you help others, when you do things for others, yeah, Jesus says, I take it as you have done it for me. Yeah, the secret to success
is
when we help others. Yeah, if we help others to get a life in order, we will succeed. We will be great. When we feed them, when we minister them, we succeed. When we help the stranger, we will be succeeding. We will be called great. Yeah, that is the secret to greatness. Not trying to fight yourself ahead, bringing contention. Yeah, what the disciples were doing, looking who was the greatest. Yeah, the secret to success is to live for others. Living to minister to others. In your marriage, in your work, among your brothers and sisters, in Christ. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. Amen.
Amen.